Tmura Per Gimel Mishnah Dal. This Mishnah literally picks up mid sentence to the Machlokes or Belos and the Tanakama that we had in the previous Mishnah. The Shaila was Moisar Oshom, that does not have the halacha of Chatoy Shemesis, because we do not hold la halacha that Oshom Kechatos, and therefore the Oilo, the Oshom, Moisar Oshom, turns into an Oilo. The Shaila is only which karbonis the money should be used for. Should it be used for buying oilois that are for Kaitz HaMizbeach, Nidvas HaTzibur, or should be used as a carbon oilo as a Nidvas HaYochid? So the Mishnah says, V'haloi, this is a kasha, Af HaNadova Oilihi. The Nadov is also an oilo. Ma ben divri Rabbi Elazar v'divri Chacham? What's already the difference? Elo, Bizman Shi Bo Choyvo, what's the difference how a person brings a carbon oilo? If we're going to say that the yochid is bringing a carbon oilo from the leftovers of this oshom, it's the money of a behema with kedushas oshom that can't be used anymore for the oshom, so it's a moiser oshom. The Medrash Yoda says that it's used for oilo, moiser oshom oilo. That being said, which oilo? An oilo not of choiva, of nedova. That's the key word over here. We explained the last Mishnah. Biskirov learns up in Rashi. That's the etzem chefts of a carbon. His choiva or nedova can't be a choiva. It's not. It's a different kedusha. The oilo has to be oilas nedova. So he says that the regular oilo, when a person brings, he's a mechuyiv in a carbon. A mechuyiv in a carbon, tasmicha, nesachim, and nesachim mishaloi. According to Rabbi Elazar, this oilo is the same bal ha-carbon. So he's bringing the oilo as his personal carbon. So there will be smicha, there will be nesachim, and he pays for the nesachim. V'im ha'ya koyin, if the bal ha-carbon would be a koyin, avidosa, he has the schus to the avayda koyin. Whenever he brings his own carbon, he has a right to do the avayda. He has kedima to do the avayda. And he also gets oil. Even though normally the oil of the skin of the oil which is taken off is given as matnas kuhuna to the kahani oisei mishmar, and the schus to do the avodah is also shayach to kahani mishmar. But when the carbon is brought by the kohen, there's exes hakosuv. It's gedarshin din aposuk in parshas ve b'chol b'chol avos nafshish el amokim asher yivcha v'sheres. The v'sheres says that when he comes, who's that? The one who's royal l'shores, which is a kohen, is royal l'avodah. Mishos of being over in the Beis Hamikdash. So Memela, he has the rights, even taking it away from the Kane Mishma. So if he's the Kohen, so then Avidosav Ereshaloi, Ubizman Shibon Nedovo, if it's Shaykh to the Tzibur, it's not his personal carbon, and it's not his carbon, brought by the Tzibur. He was maybe the cause, because he was the one who had the Asham, those leftovers of the Asham, Meisah Asham, but it's not his carbon. So Mele, he doesn't have his chus to it. Therefore, Avedosa Vaira Shalanche Mishmar. This is a very natural progression of the Mishnah before. Now we move on to a different in the Mishnah Hey. Tmuras HaBechor VaHamaiser. There's two carbonas which have to be brought. It's not something that a person could create when and where and how he wants. Bechor, you can't create your own Kedushas Bechor. Kedushas Bechor is Chal Lebehema Miledosa. Meiser is from the animals that are eligible, the Nelodim of that year, they put through the door, and the 10th one Asiya Kodesh, but it's not something that person can stop choose to bring a carbon of Meiser. So Bechor and Meiser Behema have a Tzad HaShova. They also have a Tzad HaShova and Avoido. They're both Kachem Kalim, and Dmei and Nizrak Al HaMizbeach, but they have one Zrika, which is different than all other Kabbanas, only Shvicha Achas Keneged HaYisoid, the Mishnah Nezu Mekayma. They also have the din that if they become Bali Mumin, one doesn't replace them with another carbon. The Bechor HaMaisa then Nechal LaKayhanim Bimumun. Or rather, a Bechor, which is really Matnas Kuhuna, is given to the Kayan to eat Bimumun. It's also because of Avaydin, it has the dinim of having to be eaten Psula Magdashim, and if it dies, you bury it, you can't be nana from it. And Maiser, which became Psula Magdashim because it became a Balmum, the halach is eaten by the Bailim, also with Pidyoin, and then it's also because of Avaydin, and it's Nechal the Mumoy. So, the Mishnah tells us, Tmuras HaBechor VaMaiser, with Kedusha of the Bechor Maiser was Chal on the Tmura, Vladon, Uvlad Vladon, at soif ha'olam hareu elu kabachor v'kamaiser. V'ye'ochlu b'mumam l'baylem. It'll be eaten. It can't be brought on the mizbeach. It'll be eaten b'mumam. You'll wait for a deer at shi'istoiv, and then it'll be eaten l'baylem. Who's the baylem? Again, b'chor to the kohen, maiser to the baylem. Now we have to correct one thing. We said 2 minutes ago that all psula mekdoshim need pidyon before the necha b'mumim. That's only by a regular carbon shlom. The mashal becomes a balmum, so you have to be moitzi in the kedusha. So it's eaten as psula mekdoshim, but it needs pidyon. V'amad, it needs amod v'arocha lufnei hakohen. Mashenkein b'chor and maise v'edin automatically is to be nechal b'mumim. Does not need pidyon. The b'chor to the kehanim, the maise to the bailim. Whether tmuras b'chor goes to a kohen is a good question. The Rambam in Hilchus Tmura says that Tmuras Bechor Nitenes L'Koyin, like the Bechor Atzma. If the Kedusha of the Bechor means that it's Matnes Guna, the same is true Lagabi Tmuras Bechor. L'maisa, it's not so posh. Tosis in Zvachim Davayin Hei holds that the din of Matnes Guna is on the Etzem Bechor, not on the Tmuras Bechor. The Tmuras Bechor has Kedusha Sakorban, but it's not Matnes Guna. So therefore it'll be eaten L'Bailim, again, Bimumon. The long shtickle briskerov in the beginning of Hilchus Bechoyrois and the briskerov in Stenzlich over here on this sugya also talks about this point. Is the fact that Bechor goes to a koi inherent in the Etzim Kedusha, the Cheftz of the Kedusha Bechor, is that it's Nechal HaKehanim and came Tmuras Bechor that has the same Kedusha, is also Nechal HaKehanim, or it's a Matnas Kuna. The Torah took that which has a Kedusha's Bechor and gave the Hanoh, the Achila, to the Kohen. Okay, the Matnas Kuna is only on the Bechor itself, not on the Tmuras Bechor. Now let's go weiter. Ma ben HaBechor v'amaisel ben kol HaKadoshim. She kol HaKadoshim nimkorim be'itlis all kodshim. Once they are nifteh and they're eaten as psula mekdoshim, like we said, a korban shlom that has a bal, that becomes a balmum, it's nifteh, and then it could be sold. It's regular meat. The meat doesn't have kedusha. So it can be sold be'itlis in the shuk. V'nishchotim be'itlis, it's sold and it's treated as chulin. V'nishkolim be'litra, you weigh it out. The same butcher who weighs out other cuts of meat will weigh this out also. It's regular merchandise. Chutz min ha'bechor min ha'maisa, that there's a din to not treat it fully as chulin. It can't be measured. This is a din you find in the Chazal in certain places where mitzvah the kedusha, we don't want it. We don't want to treat it as a regular cut of meat. Why? The Mefarshim HaMazbo over here from the Gemara that since they're not nifte, so there was never a hafko on the Kedusha, it just became a balmum, the Kedusha fell off. So Mele, because of that, we still treat it as a quasi-Kedusha, it could be eaten b'chulin. It doesn't have to be eaten dafka b'yushalayim, b'tahara, and so on, but it shouldn't be sold commercially. It should be given out be'erech, it shouldn't be sold weighed, and shouldn't be mamish bashuk. This is a takonah de rabbonon, to respect the kedusha. V'yesh lam pidyon, the other karbonos, ulatmura seyam pidyon, chutz min ha'bechor min ha'maisa, it doesn't have pidyon, because it becomes poka the kedusha right away, and it's necha b'mumah, as psula mekdoshim, without the need for pidyon. Another chilik, between b'chor and ma'isa with other kachim, and this is not talking about it's not talking about Bali movement, it's not talking about Tmura. Boim, the Mishnah says, Michutz la'oretz. Chutz min ha'bechor min ha'maiser. Bechor min ha'maiser, the Bailam doesn't have to bring, if a person has a behemoth that's born as a Bechor, it has Kedushas Bechor. Or let's say he puts 10 behemoths through the door, it does have Kedushas Maiser, even in Chutz la'oretz. There's no din, there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. Should be Yirat Sheistov L'chadchila. It's not clear if it's not royal lakrov and one is not allowed to bring, or one's not mechuyev, there's no mitzvah to bring. So the Mefarshim say different pshatim. Lamaisa, if the Bailam did bring it from Chutz La'aretz, and Bo, Tmimim, if they're still in the state of royal lakorban because they're Tmimim, they're not Balimumim, Yikuvu, there's no Iku, it's not, they're not posel lakrov. V'im balimumin ye'ochlu b'mumin l'balim, which l'chor not a chiddush because it has kedushas b'chor ma'isa. So mele, as soon as they become balimum, they're yotzim kedushasim, they're psula mekdoshim, and they're eaten. L'chor, there's no chiddush in that. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that the halacha, the Gemara Dav Chaf Aleph, the halacha is like the Tanur B'Kiva. He darshins a pasuk that Bechor and Maisa that are brought from Chutz Laretz, you're not allowed to be makriv. Pasuk says in Parshas Ve'ev, Ochalt lofnei Hashem lekecho, Maisa degoncho tiroshcho v'yitzorecho v'choyroiz b'korcho v'tzonecho. So the Torah puts together Bechor the Machter in one pasuk, Maisa degoncho tiroshcho v'yitzorecho, Maisa and Truma, for sure only come from Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah says in the very same breath, Bechoyroiz b'korcho v'tzonecho. So it sounds like Bechor is also Michutz Lot, it can't be Makro. That's the way he dashes. Tanakama, or the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't hold that way. And L'chadchila doesn't have to be brought, like we said. There's no mitzvah to bring it, but L'maisa, if it's brought, B'tmimusam Yikrivu. Omer Reb Shimon, the Mishnah finishes off, Ma Hatam. What's the reason why you can't, or you don't have to bring Bechor and Maisa Michutz Lot? Other Kachem you do. Shabachor v'maisa yeshlem parnosa b'mkoymon. Bechor and Maisa have an eitzah. Parnosa means they have what to do with them. They have a tachlis. They have a something you can do with them. Why? Because in chutz laretz, if they become bale mumin, so then they're mutter to eat. Because like we said, they don't need pidyon, so they yotza mikotchim right away. And memele yirad sheyistavu, and then yoichlu b'mumin lebailim. Ushar kol hakotchim, any other korban, a person's magdish shalom mechutz laretz. What would he do with it? He shouldn't be makriv lechetchila a korban mechutz laretz. If you want to bring a korban shalom, come to Eretz Yisrael, find a local behemah and bring it to the base of Mikdash. But let's say a person was magdish in America. So what should he do? He should put it on a plane, on a boat, and come with the animal. Why? Because what are you going to do with it? Aval bishenolad by a mum, harelu b'kedushasam, because it doesn't automatically go out from kedushasam until pidyon. Pidyon Lamaisa, you're going to have to take the Dmei HaPidyon to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to have to buy a korban. And Memela, there's no Eitzer in Chutz Laretz. Bechor HaMaisa, they become Bali Mumon. You can eat them. So Memela, that's the chilik between the two.